shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, as you can hop into our chat room at the same address. Today, the 9th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's on assignment this morning, and I am here with the world-famous Jared.
Good morning.
Nationally known. Maybe not world. Nationally, no. Well, okay. Let's go world.
Within this room.
Yeah. A little hyperbole won't hurt. Okay. Well known within the studios here. So what's the, we got two, you owe me two things. You owe me three things. You owe me what day it is. You owe me the weather. And you owe me a fire update.
So this is a good day for you, I think. Book Lovers Day.
Oh, love books. Love books. Yeah. I went over to Cal's, was set outside with my face up against the door the other day, and it was closed. You know, some days he closes, some days he doesn't. You know, most days he doesn't. And I was just like, open, open. But he did not listen to me. So, what other kind of day is it?
We are getting a phone call. Let's see, Rice Pudding Day.
Oh, okay. Why don't you take the phone call, and I'll just rattle on here. Hey, the air quality index today is 74. Was it Thursday night or was it Friday night? Air quality index was like 500?
That's almost car fire territory.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost 500. I mean, I could not see. Our house is not up on a hill, but it is, you know, as you're going up Placer. But we have a view of the downtown. Couldn't even see beyond like two traffic lights out there. There's no way at all of seeing across the city. And a lot of times we can, you know, look all the way across there and we can see the Hatchet Ridge. We can see those things. And this weekend until last night, we could start seeing it. But it was, the air quality index was so bad that, you know, you've got a haze in the house because of smoke coming in. Do you have that problem?
I don't know about in the house, but yeah, it was bad.
Well, there's a haze, haze in your house anyway. No, no, but it was bad. It was like, went to a wedding reception on Saturday in Mount Shasta. It was still 174 air quality index, which is bad. It's just, you know, it's not good for you. So today, it's 74, which is poor, but, you know, it's so much better than what we've had. That you almost feel like going out and running a marathon in it.
I don't know about that.
What's the weather look like?
It is currently 67 degrees. Today's going to be patchy smoke with a high of 103, a low of 67. Tomorrow, a high of 105, a low of 69. Wednesday, a high of 106, a low of 72. Thursday, a high of 106, a low of 72. And Friday, we see a high of 105 with a low of 71.
Saturday, a high near 106, and Sunday, a high near 102. It's not getting any better. Now, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business that gives just outstanding customer service. There's no difference in the propane. The difference is in the customer service, and Chuck and Judy Kenny provide magnificent customer service there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, do we have an update on the fires?
We do, the Dixie Fire. Last update, it's 489,000 acres and only 21% containment. The Bootleg Fire.
That's the second largest fire. Is that the second largest fire?
The second largest fire in California history and a single largest fire that wasn't a complex.
Dang.
Like the Mendocino complex.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when they, what happens?
Like a million acres.
When the complexes, it's just like four fires burn together. You know, they join. And so your complex. So this is the single largest non-complex fire. Wow. We just keep burning and burning. Okay.
But good news for the bootleg fire, which hasn't grown for like a week and is now 96% contained.
Well, that's good. What about up in Tennant? Tennant fire, you got anything on that? I have good news from that. I think we talked about it Friday. Is our friend's ranch, the fire was running so fast that it was like it leaped that small area. It burnt literally to the edge of their home up there, and yet didn't burn the tree, and the flowers made it. The wooden deck lawn furniture made it, but the bridge across the stream, which is, you know, wooden, didn't make it. It was right there. The barns, the equipment sheds, it didn't make it. None of that did. But some of the cattle made it. Got down into the streams, and it missed them. I know, it's hard to believe. And then Tennant. Firefighters out there saved Tennant, which was, to me, would have been hard to do. I mean, if you've ever been to Tennant, there's trees throughout the town. But I found out that Mount Shasta Fire Department was up there fighting that fire, along with Cal Fire. But Mount Shasta is the one that stayed or came back. So that's really unusual to have, even though that, I mean, they would have had to driven from Mount Shasta a good 60 miles to get there. Easy. So thank goodness for the people up in Tennant. But other places, of course, destroyed. Greenville. Gavin Newsom went to visit it for his photo op. Because you know damn well he's not going to do anything. I mean, he had his chance 3 years ago. And we're still burning in the same spots. What's he going to do? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to fix this.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Yep. Okay. You got any more? Have any more fires? Yeah. Nothing?
You know, I couldn't even find the Tennant wire on. Tennant fire on here.
It's strange. You know, one day it's right there. I just heard this at the... that, you know, the evacuations were still there. Did you know there are people from Tennant that did not leave during that fire? I did hear that from somebody that lives up there. Some of them just didn't leave. And, I mean, that was going to be, you know, that was a pretty fierce fire. I mean, they were literally fighting house to house there to keep them from burning.
But the Monument Fire is 53,000 acres and only 3% contained. And that's in the Trinity National Forest. The River Complex, which is north of that, 25,000 acres and only 5% containment.
You know, we've got, you know, it's burning up in Lassen Park. Is that which one is that? Is that the Dixie?
Yeah, that's the Dixie fire.
It's, you know, they had historic monuments and buildings burnt up. Historic usually means it's because they've been there a long time, managed to get through all the other fires for all, you know, for 100 and something years, and then get burned up in a new fire. You know, we spend 10 minutes, probably, on the fires in our area here. And we're not even, and it doesn't, we didn't have any, the bootleg fire. Did you say it hasn't grown any? But it was.
Last I saw, last week, it was 413,000 acres.
Yeah.
It was less containment. Now it's at 98, I believe.
Their containment's at 98?
Correct.
Okay. But still,
for 96.
96, okay. The Dixie fire, though, every time they think they've contained it, it runs crazy. We have to spend 10 minutes on fires in our area. This is our area up here. Now, I'm not talking about fires across the United States. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the kids live, they're saying they've got this haze, and it's smoke from California fires. So when they say, you know, I haven't heard from you lately, Dad, I'll say, wait a minute, I just sent you smoke from the largest fire in California history. You know, ungrateful. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Got a lot of things to talk about besides fires. You remember how people would cancel things because we were told we can't have large groups, and now COVID you know, part two, you know, is back, you know, gosh, you know, back off, you know, mask and all these things. Guess who doesn't mask and has a big event? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. Try going to bed and waking up at the same time every night. It's called your circadian rhythm, which means is that you get into a rhythm of sleep. So you go to sleep at the same time, you wake up at the same time. There's many things. Don't try to stay up late to catch up on work. Go to sleep now. Get, you know, put your iPhone down or your computer down about an hour before you go to bed, and you're going to get a much more restful sleep. Our Sleep Number bed is just, you know, we've had it for, you know, we've had a new version now for like 6 months and love it. Our old bed, we love that. My Sleep Number setting on the new bed, though, was 40, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. So it changed from our old bed to this bed, but I guarantee you we sleep so well in there. The new iBeds, you know, 360 iBeds, can adjust to you as you move through the night, which helps you sleep better. And discover proven quality sleep. It's the final days to save up $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and with adjustable bases, plus special financing. Ends today. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop and walk in, lay on the beds, try them. You won't be sorry. You're going to discover how you can sleep better. You know, how important is a good night's sleep? Find out with Sleep Number. 716, and we'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full-flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free My Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot with Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, it's 7:21 in the morning. Gosh, what's the temperature out there? 70? 68 degrees. Not supposed to, you know what, it was actually felt kind of cool this morning coming into work. You know, these fires, we just talked about them, largest fires in California history, fire after fire. And we talk, you know, we talk about our firefighters. We don't talk about SST Oil. SST Oil is one of those groups of people, unsung groups of people, that are out there delivering fuel to our firefighters, to the, aircraft that are doing the retardant, dumps all over the fires. They have to, you know, firefighters need gas, they need diesel, they need all types of support out there. And SST Oil is right up there in the front lines with them. Plus being one of the premier oil transport or, you know, petroleum transport companies based right here in Redding, and it's been here since 1967. It's an employee-owned company. They're always looking for drivers, and they make sure that their employees are taken care of. They got a great retirement plan, all the benefits, all of this. And like I said, it's an employee-owned company. Plus, they are the Toyo heater guys that if you need a heater, water heater or something, and you're thinking, oh, yeah, that's just what we need right now. It's 100 degrees. Well, think 2 months from now, 3 months from now, when things get cold again, having hot water and heat, especially hot water at your fingertips there, through their kerosene-type heaters they have that will warm all the water in your house. All of this and more at SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. Okay, the Dr. Fauci has, you know, of all the things he said, you know, I go, okay, that's Dr. Fauci. Okay, I'll give him, you know, Dr. Fauci. But he went too far. Jared, he went too far this time. He condemned the motorcycle rally at Sturgis, just like he did last year. And then this idiot who's in Chuck Todd says to him led to a massive outbreak in Dakotas, where he became number one and two for essentially the rest of the calendar year, which wasn't the case at all. So Dr. Fauci says, he says, I'm concerned when we're going to see another surge related to that rally. To me, it's understandable that people want to do the kind of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when we're dealing with the public health crisis that could involve you, your family, and everybody else. Something that supersedes your personal freedoms. But, you know, he talks about that. Yet, not one word about this huge, huge party at Martha's Vineyard. I mean, it was huge. Hundreds of people there, together, dancing, dining. It was, I mean, they were crammed in there. It was something else. But he didn't mention that. You know, and why? Could it have been because it was former President Obama's 60th birthday party? at his $12 million oceanfront home in Martha's Vineyard, which, of course, he's going to lose as climate change and water's going to come up and chase him out of there. So he had the 60th birthday. He had a plan for 500 people. Oh, no, we had to cut it back. Well, according to looking at the photos of the people that were there, and I love this, the DJ there, oh, I'm just putting it on social media, man. I've got a big gig here. And then when they found out it was going out on social media, they chased him down and told him, you got to delete all those. Too late. They were there. People like Jay-Z and Beyonce and Tom Hanks and George Clooney, blah, 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 blah. Due to this news, to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama decided to significantly scale back the event. Well, of course they didn't. You know, it's easy to say that. We're going to scale it back from 500 to 450. You know, Oprah, the whole ground, no, the whole crew was there. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arrived on the island by private jet. And you know how it is about, you know, global warming there, the New York Post reported. She missed the pre-party gala at the ritzy Winnetou Ocean Resort in Edgartown Friday night, arriving just in time for Obama's birthday party, which is set to kick off. It's kicked off at 7 p.m. However, reports were that she wasn't even invited. I find that hard to believe, that she wouldn't be invited. But wouldn't that be funny? She just crashed the party. Pelosi flies her private jet in there and crashes the party. Now, you have to ask yourself, why do they get a pass on this? And we can't have birthday parties for kids. Well, a New York Times reporter explained it, explained the whole thing. She made a comment on another network that critics believe dismissed concerns about the former president's star-studded maskless birthday party. She discussed the controversy, and she said that even though Obama was there, not wearing a mask, she said the term "the sophisticated crowd." The guests were following all the safety procedures because they were sophisticated. Well, it seems like we have rules for the political and the Hollywood and rich elite, and then other rules for you, Jared, and me, because we're not sophisticated enough to understand that about that. Well, you can imagine a pushback on that one, saying that, you know, using the word sophisticated, this, you know, it brings you back to those terms, clinging to your guns, their religion, you know, the Neanderthals, the unwashed masses, lumping everybody into a group because we're not smart enough, we're not sophisticated enough, we're not rich enough, that we're not smart enough to be able to read and make those decisions on our own. If you could read and get the same opinion from the leadership in this country and the state on what to do, and it keeps changing back and forth again and again. To the point where, you know, you got to wear masks to school. Well, but why? You know, Obama doesn't. You know, all the elites don't. Why should my kid wear a mask to school? It just goes on and on. See, this is why people are fed up. They're being told something by the elite, and then watching them, like Newsom, go into the, you know, French Laundry, Newsom sending his kids to private school, Newsom sending his kids to a basketball camp, and then he pulls them when somebody said, hey, guess what, they're not wearing masks. It wasn't because he would have done that. It was just because somebody saw them. So now when they're found out is when then the cover-up starts. Well, I didn't know about that. Oh, no, we were all, everybody there had been vaccinated. Everybody there had had a test in the last 2 days. You know that's just not true. This is why people in the United States are angry. We're tired of being told do this, do this, do this. And when you do it, and then you see the ones giving you the rules not doing it, it's enough. You know, when you live by the same rules you expect us to live by, maybe we'll take a look at them. 7:30, got to take a break. We come back, good news. We're going to talk to a young man that's got a couple of scholarships and has done very well around here and is on his way to his new life. We'll be right back after these messages and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Estate Granite. Mike Cubitt of Estate Granite has been doing this for close to 20 years. He is a total master of the art of granite, slate, and marble. He can change your kitchen so it looks entirely different. He'll help you design it. He's not just kitchens, of course, bathrooms, other rooms, other areas outside. Mike Huber is just a complete artist at what he does. He works on he works by appointment only, so you got to give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation, or go to estategranite.com. It's better known business, and he is one of the good guys. Mike Huber and Estate Granite. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 9th of August, 7:35 in the morning, 70 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, since the day it's open, has been helping people in our community. It's locally owned, local board of directors, and, of course, local management, and your neighbors working there. They've had three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Soon to open up an Anderson branch. They're just making, you know, they're just building out there and helping people. They want you to see how Cornerstone Bank is moving local dreams forward. Hey, I'm standing here with Frank Rose, who is, you know, Frank is the veterans advocate that, you know, he and Kim Chamberlain and a couple others are just, I can't say enough about them and doing things for the veterans, both from that Korean War era. So it's not like they're spring chickens here, but they do so much for our veterans community. And Frank comes in every so often. I see him walk in and I know Frank's bringing me something interesting. And so you have brought me a person today of great interest. So Frank, you want to introduce him?
Yeah. My name is Frank Rose and I'm the historian for our Korean War Veterans Chapter here in Reading, and we had been trying to do something with our 501(c) to help the community, so we decided to try to get a scholarship going, which we proceeded to do, and the recipient of that award is Thomas McLean, and he is a graduate of Shasta High School and has been accepted at Caltech in Pasadena, and he has a grade point average of 44.67, and it is our honor to have him as our scholarship award winner. And now I'll just turn you over to...
Well, thank you. That was my whole interview.
Yeah.
Okay. Thomas, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How do you get a 4.66?
You know,
I thought you could only get a 4. Wait, how do you get a, you know what? This is a good kid.
A lot.
Young man. This is a good young man. When I tell everybody what you told me when I said, how'd you do that?
Yeah. Looking back, it's kind of crazy to think even for myself. Like sometimes I wonder how I did it too. But like when you kind of just take as many like interesting classes and like as many opportunities as you have come up for all the stuff to do, like it sort of just ends up adding up. And then you look back and it's like, wow, I've done all of this stuff.
Yeah, like, and we're not talking about bonehead English here. We're talking honors English, advanced, is AP advanced placement? Advanced placement, human geography, honors math, I can go on, calculus, European history, computer science, physics, more calculus, more physics, art.
I did take an art class.
What'd you do in that? You probably painted, what, a mural on the side of a wall that's world famous now?
No, I have a drawing in my room that I made for the art class. It's a fun picture.
Okay, now, when you see this, things like this, you think, okay, that's all this young man does is stay inside his room and study, but that's not true. You're also, tell us about your athletic endeavors there.
So actually one of the things I'll be doing in college is, I'll be running for the cross country and track teams at Caltech. So, in high school, I was the captain of the cross country and also the track team at Shasta. And I ran varsity for 4 years cross country, 3 years for track. The first year I played tennis, varsity tennis, and then I switched to varsity track to dedicate to running because you can't do both of them at the same time, but a lot of running.
Well, you were the captain of the team, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, did you watch the Olympics?
Yes.
Take a deep breath here. Now, did you see the 1500 there? I mean, that's probably a range. Or would you like to compete in longer distances?
I mean, really,
3,000 or something like that.
If I were to pick an ideal Olympic distance, though, I think I'd have to go with the marathon. I think that's the one that I would pick.
Have you run a marathon before?
Not yet. No. My parents don't want me running that long quite yet, but that's definitely in
your
the
bones are still growing.
Future. Yeah.
Yeah. did you, I hate to say, I have to keep on this, but how would you like to be Ray Benjamin and set a world record in the 400-meter hurdles only to be beaten by somebody who broke the 46-second barrier? I mean, how fast can you run? You set a world's record and still get beaten by a yard.
Yeah.
But it was such an achievement.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really cool race, though.
It was, wasn't it? I'm not that big on watching, track and field on the Olympics, but that was really, truly inspiring to see something like that. But it's also truly inspiring to see a young man like you. Now, what do you want to do, Thomas? I mean, you're going into Caltech, which is one of the premier universities in the United States down in Pasadena. What do you want to do? What field?
Mm-hmm. So first off, one of the things that like really attracted me about Caltech was the research opportunities, especially for undergrads. Like it's really not like anything that I could find anywhere else, especially considering that there's less than 1,000 undergrads, so getting those connections sort of and getting into the research is like one of the main goals while you're attending there. So basically just trying to do stuff that's like really meaningful and groundbreaking in the fields of science, and specifically math and physics, as you probably noticed.
Yeah, I saw them a few times in here. I guess you can't get a higher grade than A, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Not at Shasta, at least.
We had a young man on here from MIT. That went to MIT. And he said, I said, was there a surprise for you? He goes, yeah. He was really good, obviously, to get into MIT like you are to get into Caltech. He said he was one of a group of all those freshmen that came in, and he was surprised at how much they knew on things he didn't know about because, they had a broader range of things they had experienced. And he said, I had to hit the ground running. Do you expect to have that happen?
Yes, I do, even though I might have taken as much as I could, there's a lot more, like there's so much out there, in terms of those fields. But at the same time, I'm not intimidated by it because even if I do, I know that I might need to put in the work. But I think that's a good thing. And that's what brings the best out. I think that's how I manage. Yeah.
The challenge to do this and be a runner. And Did you get into politics, like class or anything, like being a class leader or stuff like that?
I did. I was the student body vice president at Shasta, and I did like Model UN, and I took some government classes as well. Yeah.
Did you have time? Do you have a social life?
Yeah. I have friends. I have
No, that's an important part, you know?
Yeah. No, I think it is. It really is. Yeah, supportive. A lot of supportive people around me, too.
Hey, can I hold you over for a few more minutes after the break?
Yes.
I have a question, because I want to ask you how. Because you got stuck in, or you know, you got, what's the word I'm looking like? You got into the distance learning last year, as mm-hmm. did all students. And the impact that might have had on you, it doesn't look like it had a lot, but I'm sure it must have. So I'd really like to hear your comments on that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, you got a small chip in your windshield, have Jeff Worse look at it. There's nobody better around here that can fix, maybe in Northern California, you know, that can take a look at that chip, fix it, keep it from getting to be a crack that goes all the way across your windshield. You know, all you RV drivers up there with those huge windshields, you get a chip on that, and that can cause you to have to stop your trip if it cracks. I've seen Jeff fixing those. He guarantees his work for life. It's a veteran-owned business. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Worst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment and a free consultation today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Thomas McClain.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1890, Stiefel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stiefel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot. Linda's on assignment this morning, so she's missing a lot this morning. She's listening, though. She's already called, giving me directions on to be more, I don't know, lit up or something like this. I think I've lit up now. Hey, we're here with Thomas McClain. And I held Thomas over. It's going to be like a 15-minute segment. But I've held him over because he's on his way to Caltech. He got the scholarship from the Korean Veterans Association for his work. He has a 4.66 out of 4 points and in school. But there's a lot more to Thomas than just being really smart. He's also, there was a captain of his cross-country team. He's going to be running cross-country for Caltech. Before we get into how last year affected you and your classmates, I just found out that you also went to Ghana a couple years ago. And what did you do there?
So we taught newborn resuscitation for mostly first responders and other people who might come upon the situation, and pretty much it was like to teach the people who could then end up teaching others too, because we obviously couldn't stay there for longer than, you know, I wish we could have, because it was a really cool experience and it was great to meet all of them and interact, but pretty much the goal was to then get them to be able to teach others the newborn resuscitation. And it was just, it was really cool. And I hope I can keep doing that type of stuff.
You were training the trainers then?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to you because obviously you were able to keep up the your outstanding scholastic endeavors in school last year. What kind of impact? Was everything by distance last year for you?
There were times that it was definitely difficult for all of us because we had to adjust, and it's definitely a lot different when you have to sit and, it's like you're just staring at a computer. You know, it might feel like you're kind of just getting locked in the same grind of all the workload, and, like, maybe you don't get to see everyone as much. But, like, I kind of wanted to take it as I wanted to take it as well as I could and make it an opportunity. So I took a lot of, like, classes that I wouldn't have been able to because they were offered online. So I was actually able to take additional math and physics classes, which was great because, I wouldn't have been able to do that if it weren't even for the distance learning. And then another thing we were able to do is kind of make more, like, opportunities from a sort of leadership perspective, like in student government. We were able to connect people with a lot of other new ways that really we hadn't been able to before. Like we had this one we had like the Wolfpack Olympics, which was pretty cool because, you know, like a lot of people did have a tough time with the distance stuff, but we wanted to make sure that everyone was still, you know, locked in, focused, having a good time, and like still enjoying school and realizing that like there was a lot of stuff to work hard for and there was a lot of opportunities still. And yeah, so like having meetings virtually helped us do a lot of that stuff, and like it opened our capacity to be able to do more stuff. So really, yes, it was a challenge, but taking the challenge, it could be turned into an opportunity, which is really what I tried to do in the past year.
Well, that was a great answer. Yeah, so it was a challenge, but you can face the challenge and make that challenge work for you, essentially, is what you're saying. But there are other people your age and younger that it was just too much. Statistics I see, a lot of kids starting to have a lot of problems during that. So now we're going back to school face-to-face with mask on, and I'm not going to even get into that with you. I mean, now when you go to Cal, my granddaughter went to school last year down in New Mexico State. Didn't go to one class. Everything was online. She did it from the dorms, or they did it from, you know, other places. This year they're going back to school face-to-face. Is Cal Poly face-to-face, or as far as you know?
Yeah, so we're going
back. I should say in-class instruction.
Caltech will be...
I'm sorry, Caltech.
Yeah, we will be in person, as far as I know, at the moment. At the current standing. And I really hope it is, too, because I think there's a lot more experience that you can get from being, especially with labs, and like research specifically where I'm going, I think.
Okay, now you didn't say where you wanted to end up. Now you talked about, and it was a good answer, about all the things, all the opportunities there to make a difference mm-hmm. in the science and technology field. But is there what's your degree? If you could pick a degree right now, and I realize things change, but mm-hmm. which degree would you go for?
So yeah, I kind of left it open like on purpose because okay. I think I have too many interests right now to really narrow it down. But I really do like, and also another thing about Caltech is they specifically don't have anyone pick a major until the end of their freshman year.
Well, even then, my granddaughter had hers and then switched it. And so now she's a sophomore with a new major. But there's nothing wrong with that because the more you learn, the more it tells you.
Mm-hmm. And I think
that's a good idea that you can't pick it.
I think, yeah, for me saying it too early when I haven't seen really like the cutting edge research quite yet, and like really the depth of what each field has is, yeah. I mean, I have a lot of interests. I like the medical field. I think math and physics are really interesting. But I also like engineering and like creating things. So I think all of those should help, though. I think it's better to come in with so many interests.
I think it is, too. And we've run out of time, Thomas. I think that you're going to be a great representative from Reading and from our area up here, that you're going in from a smaller area into places that you're going to meet people from all over the world. And I think that's exciting. And I hope you stay in touch with us via Frank or some way. And maybe at the end of your first year, if you remember this, I don't think you ever forget anything, you ought to come back maybe after the first year's over and tell us what happened and what you thought. I think that would be really interesting.
Sounds good. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations and on what you've achieved. And, Frank, thank you so much for bringing Thomas in. Yeah. And now I've got to get to Kim Chamberlain because there's another student that I need to get in here too. that I didn't before. But I hope he's still in the area too, because he's much like Thomas, an achiever, somebody that has made something of themselves already at this young age. So, good luck this year. When are you leaving?
Thank you. August 21st, I think.
Okay, so you got a couple of days. All right.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks, okay. Yeah. All right, hey, when we come back, we're going to have Shasta College with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
General's report that concludes Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. DeRosa, who worked as secretary to the governor, calls the past 2 years emotionally and mentally trying. As of today, Canada is lifting its prohibition on Americans crossing the border, but the U.S. not quite ready yet to reciprocate.
U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents must be fully vaccinated, fill out a detailed application, and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of visiting Canada. The Canadian government says travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time at the border. However, the U.S. plans to extend its border closure to all Canadians making non-essential trips until at least August 21st. The U.S.-Canada border has been closed to non-essential travel since March of last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
Chicago mourning the loss of a 29-year-old police officer. Officer Ella French was shot and killed during a routine traffic stop over the weekend. Her partner, also shot, is hospitalized in the ICU. The Tokyo Olympics officially over now. The BBC's Alex Capstick is in Tokyo.
The closing ceremony capped 16 days of action, which many thought would never happen. The athletes still remaining in Japan gathered in the center of a largely empty stadium. During the games, they were confined to their rooms and venues. Here, they mingled with performers during an upbeat section, which included a ska band playing a version of Beethoven's Ode to Joy.
And Team USA bringing home a total of 113 medals. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 105 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Firefighters and residents battling a massive forest fire on Greece's second largest island, fighting to save what they can from flames that have decimated vast tracts of pristine forest, destroyed homes, and sent thousands fleeing.
At a port in Evia, tourists and locals wait nervously for ferries to the mainland. Wildfires have been blazing out of control for almost a week now. Clouds of thick orange smoke fill the air. Firefighters and 17 planes and helicopters are battling the flames, but the hot weather and the parched landscape are making their work very challenging. In many places, people are trying to put out the fires by themselves, using whatever they can find.
The BBC's Bethany Bell. A volcanic eruption on Indonesia's turbulent Mount Merapi, sending renewed flows of lava and ash down its slopes for a second straight day. News and analysis at townhall.com. A former child star who went on to become a popular commercial star has died.
Hey, that's my dog.
Well, I just found her here.
You can't have her.
Jane Withers first gained the nation's attention as the spunky girl who would vex fellow child star Shirley Temple on the big screen. Despite being a meanie to America's sweetheart at the time, Withers went on to establish an audience of her own and then forged a solid career starring in B-movies.
New Super Comet with chlorine all three.
gets out stains when other leading...
But to the boomer generation, Withers was Josephine the plumber, hawking her favorite bathroom cleaner in the 1960s and 70s. Her daughter reports Jane Withers has died. She was 95 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
With the exit of American troops, the Taliban pressing its offensive in Afghanistan, it has taken three more provincial capitals. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:05 on this August the 9th, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with the weather and fire updates.
Good morning. Today we're going to see a high of 103, a low of 67. Tomorrow a high of 105, a low of 69. On Wednesday a high of 106, a low of 72. On Thursday a high of 106, a low of 72. And on Friday we see a high of 105 with a low around 71. Saturday 105 with a low around 69. And Sunday is going to be 102.
Okay. And the weather report's brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one big tank somewhere, 100, 200 miles south of us. So the difference is customer service. And they have great customer service. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793 and a quick update on the fires, buddy.
All right. The Dixie Fire is currently at 489,000 acres with only 21% containment. There's a McFarland Fire in, looks like the Six Rivers National Forest. That's 31,000 acres, 26% contained. The Monument Fire in Trinity National Forest is 53,000 acres, only 3% containment. And the river complex just north of that is 25,000 acres with 5% containment. And good news in Oregon, the Bootleg Fire is 413,000 acres, but is 96% contained.
Yeah, that's good, considering the Dixie Fire is now the largest single fire in California history. It's not, it wasn't made in, out of a complex. And it's burning parts of Lassen Park down again. The thing that bothers me the most about these fires, many of them are burning in the footprints of other fires. And I was driving, we were driving north to Mount Shasta the other day, and I was looking at these areas that had been burnt before, but now there's brush and everything, thinking to myself, oh, they could get another big run right in here because they haven't cleared out. Okay, thank you very much for that. Hey, I'm here with Peter Griggs, who is with, of course, Shasta College, and he is the honcho of their public affairs and all that, marketing.
There we go. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Peter.
Great to be here.
Yeah, you know, you always bring in, there's no pressure on you here, Anthony. You always bring in great guests. You know, I always remember the horticulture lady you brought in for one person for an hour, and I thought,
Lamone.
Well, this is going to be an interesting hour trying to talk about horticulture. As it was, I could have used another hour.
Oh, yeah.
When she brought in one of the students with his, mohawk. And, but a combat veteran, combat two tours in Afghanistan, and, he says, I took the test and they said horticulture, and he says, I love it. Of course, yeah. He was an overachiever there. instead of planting 50 tomato plants, I think, what did he plant, 1,000?
Yeah.
Something like that. So that happens. So
well, today we have a great lineup for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
So we're going to have Coach Anthony Williams here with us and student athlete, Allie. Allie has some great news with a signing that she just was able to take, and so they're here to talk about our track and cross country program with you.
Okay. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us who Anthony Williams is.
Yeah, so I grew up here in Reading. I love the community. Always knew I'd be back coaching or teaching. I went to Enterprise High School, go Hornets. And after high school, I went to Sac State, where I competed in a track and field scholarship. And then
what did you do?
I was a high jumper, hurdler, and They wanted me to be a long sprinter, but the training was a little intense, and I just wanted to jump.
Okay. I got to ask you this. Did you see the 400? Yeah. I've already talked about it today.
Yeah.
I talked about it last week. I am not a person to sit and watch track and field on TV. I mean, really. You know, Allie's here, you know, agreeing with me here. But how would you like to set the world's record and be beat by a yard?
Yeah, no, it's especially because they put in so much training, those athletes.
Oh, my gosh.
They barely get beat. It's just,
hey,
man.
You know what? This is the way I feel about the Olympics. Our best are out there. And if they don't win a medal, so what?
Right.
You know what? I am so proud of them for being out. And this is any country, that they are there to represent their countries at the highest levels you can imagine.
Right.
It's not like you're going to make $1 million. Well, you might after you win the gold medal. You know, you get on the Wheaties box, and
yeah.
Then, you know, years later, you know, anyway. But just to see things like that.
Right.
And I think it's inspiring for people. I'm going to ask Allie about this in a couple of seconds here.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did the hurdles. Was it like the 100?
Yeah, the 110s. Yeah, 110, so high
right.
jump, 110 hurdles primarily.
High jump. See, I'm old enough to remember Fosbury.
Oh, gosh.
You know, before that, they taught us to go over, like, you know, scissor kick.
Yeah.
Of course,
yep.
You know, I hit 4 feet and just hurt myself. But I tried, you know, I tried jumping over it weirdly. And and the coach, you know, it slapped me down. But then Fosbury started this, the Fosbury flop,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which everybody uses now.
Oh, yeah, everybody. It's kind of the go-to. And do you have any eligibility? Because we'll take you out.
Well, you know what?
I'll show you how to do it.
When I see guys jump taller than me, like without even, they don't, that's where they start. They don't. They start at 6 feet,
mm-hmm.
You know, and then they go from there. And yep. The women, they start probably about my height also.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't have that. And but you know what? I can always try out.
Yeah.
It'll be right after I take the welding course, the heavy equipment uh-huh. course.
Yeah.
I welded the other day. Did you see?
Did you
my,
really?
Did you see my remarks on Facebook?
I haven't.
Didn't burn myself or leave holes in my clothes.
There you go.
Now, I have proof too. I have a photo.
You have to send. I was going to say send a picture over to our.
I will.
Our welding.
Oh, you ought to see. You ought to see my welds. Yeah. I mean, there was some slag there.
No.
Okay, let's go back to Anthony here.
Yeah.
So you came back to Shasta College.
Yeah. So I actually transferred from Sac State. My twin brother, was at Shasta College at the time. He had signed to Simpson to play basketball, and I kind of wanted to finish my career with him. So I made the jump to play basketball at Simpson, and that's where I
okay.
finished my undergraduate degree from
all
Simpson.
Right.
So, yeah.
Then you had the opportunity to come back to Shasta College.
Yeah. So like 7 years ago now, Coach Brian Hamilton, which a lot of people in the community know, he sat me down, and I never met Hamilton, Brian, before, and you know, he sat me down and asked if I would like to coach, you know, at Shasta College. And at the time, I was a volunteer coach at Enterprise, coaching some, you know, a couple kids. And you know, the rest is history. I've been there ever since. I was under his reins for about 4 or 5 years, and then Coach Taylor Duncan, who just stepped down, mm-hmm. was the coach for a couple years. And so, been blessed to be under their leadership.
The big part of being a coach, though, is, you want to get the best from your athletes, but there's a lot of other things that go along with this.
Right.
And that's, you know, as a two-year college, you want to make sure that they can go on from there.
Yes, indeed.
So what do you do with that?
Yeah, and so I think the reality for our sport, especially, you know, being track, is the athletes, you know, it's not like there's a lot of money in it. You think about our you know, people who are winning the gold medals are only winning, you're making $32,000 off that gold medal, and some people are getting sponsorships. And so just reality for us is that, and this is what we try to preach to our athletes, is the mind's going to take us a lot further than our bodies. And so what that means is just our academics is so important and critical in this field. And, yes, we all have these high, you know, aspirations to be Olympians or compete at the highest level, but we know realistically, and we get them to believe in this, realistically it's going to be the degree or, you know, the trade school that they go to, or, you know, maybe there's something at Shasta College sparks their interest and they, you know, start a business. That's what's going to take them further. And so, you know, kind of open those doors for them and also be able to speak life into that and to see our kids graduate after 2-3 years, whatever. whatever it might be, because every kid's on a different path. That's a blessing for us coaches. And, you know, someone who, you know, my grandpa used to tell me, you know, stay, keep learning as much as you can. And I took that literal, and I, you know, I'm on my third master's degree now, and I don't know if I'll ever stop. I think it'll be my wife who finally stops me. And so to kind of preach that, and I'm a person that really believes in the academics, and so to be able to, you know, show that to our kids and be a testament as well. So,
well, that's a good philosophy.
Yep.
Right there. No, it is. I got to ask this question.
Yep.
You know, did you ever think about the decathlon?
Yeah, I did. So when Sac State was originally recruiting me, they tried to get me to do the deck, and it's a lot of training, and I knew I didn't want to be Olympian or anything crazy. I just wanted to go to school and finish my degree.
Sure.
And so to me, it just came down to, you know, I'll be here. I'll work my tail off for a couple events, but I didn't want to put in that training it takes to be a deck.
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So, it's tough.
Okay. We're here with, of course, Shasta College and Coach Anthony Williams, who is the track and cross country coach. Young man that was just here was captain of the cross country team and is going to a Caltech 4.66 GPA.
Dang.
Yeah, I mean, I had that. Well, back in my day, it was out of 10. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry over at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. A great selection of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to Native American to specially designed jewelry that they do themselves. Yeah, you can design a piece of jewelry, and they're going to help you build it, and they will build it for you. And so you'll have a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry and something to give to somebody or just for yourself. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 8:16 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Smoky air quality index this morning was 74, which is poor. So be aware of that if you've got some lung problems. We'll be right back.
At Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, We have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us, using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
Dinorama presents Bruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabad. It is 72 degrees out there today on the 9th at 8:20 in the morning. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. You know, with all the fires going on, one thing Judy Maxwell can do and her insurance group is help people find fire insurance. Families getting their fire insurance canceled, not because their house caught on fire, but just because they happen to be in that circle that insurance companies draw. Well, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's going to help you find that insurance to protect your home and your family. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy's been doing this since 1993, and nobody's better. I'm here with Shasta College and Coach Anthony Williams, who is a track and cross-country coach. Did you have problems this year recruiting because of schools were shut down and sports were shut down?
Yeah, I mean, the one issue for us was that the student-athletes weren't putting up a lot of marks. You know, track and cross-country, it's one of those sports where, you know, when you go run a mile, I mean, you can't fake the mile time or you can't fake the height that you're jumping. And so to not get those marks and kind of see what the student athletes were doing in last year, and they had such shortened seasons that the marks were they hadn't been able to train as much. And so just to get out in general to the meets were tough because not everybody was hosting meets. And so, yeah, we had our challenges, but I think the recruiting class we brought in this year is going to be, exceeded our expectations. And Coach Taylor Duncan was primarily the one recruiting last year because I just took over a month ago. And so he did a great job, and he was able to kind of go out there and still get the kids he needed.
Well, we're here with Allie Burke, who is a student out there at Shasta College, and obviously one of the ones that has been a success out there. Tell us a little bit about Allie.
I started competing at track in 2018 after I graduated from Enterprise, and that's just because this guy kind of made me go there.
You two have known each other then for a while.
Seven long years.
Oh, okay.
So he started volunteering coaching me when I was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
He watched me sit over a 5'2" bar, and he was
Now, let me say, you are a high jumper.
Yes, I'm all jumpers. So I do high jump, triple jump, and long jump.
Okay.
I do all of them.
And so when I talk about going over 6 feet, women are doing that.
Yeah, women
regularly.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So what got you into high jump?
Actually, that was like the main event that kind of got me into track. I watched it at the Olympics when I was younger, and I remember looking at my dad and being like, wow, that's really cool. And he was like, I bet you could do that. And I was like, I don't know. So in eighth grade, I tried to do it just for fun. And in middle school, it's kind of more so of a joke, you know. But I did really like it. I did high jump and some of the hurdles and some stuff like that in middle school. And then when I went to high school, he caught me, Anthony.
And got you and started coaching you
on. Yeah, started volunteering. And from there, I've gotten better.
The rest is history. You probably don't know this, but she's our record holder now in the triple jump and the high jump at Shasta College, All-American.
No, you're right. I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Multi-time GVC champion, and so I'm one of the most decorated athletes we've ever had.
I don't see that written down. Thanks a lot.
Come on, Peter. You got to write that down, man.
Helping you out there, Carl.
Well, Allie's also on a, and you've got a scholarship after you've graduated from Shasta College and you're going down to?
Sonoma State University, yeah.
Did you have, you know, with this type of background, I imagine there were a couple others that were looking at you, too.
Yeah, definitely. It came down to financially what the best option for me was. And just with COVID and everything this last year, it's been really difficult trying to figure out what I'm going to do and if I'm going to stay there and how stable it's going to be, you know. But I feel like this year, this season, with how normal everything is becoming, I'm
looking
forward to it.
Let's hope so.
Right, exactly. Fingers crossed.
I can't. You know what? I'm not going to get into that because it has such a huge impact on everybody's lives. And I applaud you, first of all, for being like, you know, the All-American and setting all the records there and then going on with this. What do you want to do?
I want to be a teacher and a
coach.
You
want to be a teacher and a coach.
Yeah, so okay. I actually started coaching with him and his twin brother a few years ago as well because they've been helping me kind of start
that. Is his twin brother like him?
No, he's not smart. Not as smart as good-looking.
Okay.
Wow.
Very, very different. Very different. But they both have good things about them. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to go on to be a teacher. And this, and do you think, I mean, since you started with, and you've obviously watched the Olympics, at least that part of the Olympics, I'm just in awe of that.
Yeah.
Because as I was saying, I remember the Fosbury flop when it was started, which everybody uses today. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's another way that might even be better for jumping?
You know, I've considered front flipping over the bar before. I'm just kind of trying to like see if that will like, you know, work.
Do you have to do you have to come up and plant your foot the way it is and to go over the bar? Or, believe it or not, some people that do the tumbling really get up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. Do you have to jump off of 1 foot?
Just 1 foot, yeah. You can't jump off two, okay. But you can legally front flip over the bar if you want.
Okay. No, I was just wondering because you see some of these gymnasts, I mean, they go way in the air.
Right.
And so I was just wondering as, you know, somebody comes up with a new one of those. So, yeah, things change.
Exactly.
So you're going off to Sonoma. And you want to be a teacher and be a coach afterwards. What's track meant to you?
It's definitely kept me motivated in life, and it's given me a reason to, like, you know, stay in school and kind of keep my grades at a good point, you know what I mean? And it's just helped me kind of look forward to my future, I guess.
Is it a good idea saying student athletes have to maintain a certain GPA?
Yes.
I think it is, too.
100%. Because if not, then you're going to be stressing over school, stressing over practice, stressing over all that stuff. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you should definitely keep them balanced. That's a big piece of advice.
Okay, so you are obviously spend a lot of time in your specialty here, and then you've got school. What do you do when you're not doing either one of those?
I work.
You work, so you got a job, too.
Yeah.
Where do you work at?
Right now I work at Mountain Mike's Pizza.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I delivery drive over there.
Yeah. At Mountain Mike's. Okay, yeah. we just got a plug in for Mountain Mike. So, okay, so when are you going to be leaving, Allie?
It's going to be next season, so it's going to be in January. I'm going to be signing in January, and then I'll be moving over there.
Great.
Yes.
Congratulations,
thank
young
you.
Lady.
Thank you.
Enterprise Hornet.
Go Hornets.
Go Hornets. Anthony Williams, of course, is the new track and cross-country coach out there. What's it look like for this year, Anthony?
Yeah, no, we're excited. I think we have a good group in cross-country, especially on the women's side. And so right now the challenge is just building a team, you know, getting enough kids with COVID and all that. It's been tough, but I think we got a solid 5-6 girls. And so on the women's side in track, I mean, we're going to be very good. We've got to bring in a lot of returners, have some new recruits who are up and coming. And so we're excited about the track. And then with the men's group, too, we should be pretty solid, but... You know, I think at the end of the day, what we like and what Taylor and Coach Hamilton has done is just built a good culture of having, you know, great kids in the program. And I think the reality is, you know, you're not gonna always have the best athletes, but you can have really good people. And we have great kids out there, not kids,
well,
but great athletes.
Your job is, you know, let's just face it. What kind of percentage makes it to that, you know, to the Olympics there? It's like playing pro ball. That percentage is so small. What you're doing is making them into citizens that are going to be able to move on in their life and do great things.
Exactly.
And that's what I look at coaches.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I was looking, and because somebody asked, you know, how many people have you sent to the, you know, to the 4-year level over the last 6-7 years, and I mean, there's a handful, maybe 10, and but the reality is, not all the kids want to go 4-year. You know, a lot of them are just doing it one to keep their, you know, to stay on top of their grades, because you have to have good grades, or the social part of it, or to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And you know, we have the opportunity to kind of nurture them a little bit, and get them on their way in life. And so it's a great opportunity for us coaches.
Well, that's, I think that's where you get your most satisfaction.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
You know, like that, and then student athletes like Allie right here. Already knows what she wants to do when she comes back, wants to get that degree.
Right.
One of the things we have in Shasta County, we have a very high percentage of students that finish high school. I mean, a real high percentage, and we'll match it against anybody. But it's going on to get the 4 years. But
right.
We also realize is that there's a lot of people that here that if we didn't have welders or those are operators or dental assistants and things like this, you know, our life as we know it would crash.
Exactly.
So, and I applaud you for wanting to be a teacher. What level?
I haven't really decided yet. I think I want to do, like, middle school, maybe Ooh. Even elementary school, because they're kind of like, I don't know. I coach seventh graders, and I really like them, so I might want to do seventh grade, but they're also very sassy and difficult at that time. So I'm not
like
exactly
like you were.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, I'm here with Coach Anthony Williams, who is the new track and cross-country coach at Shasta College, and Allie Burke, who is a student athlete out there in the high jump and is going to be going over to Sonoma State, in January on a track scholarship.
Yes.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you.
And an All-American.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back after these messages, and we're going to be switching gears here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab. If you've had an orthopedic, this is somebody you might want to keep in, if you suffer from a strain, sprain, orthopedic injury, any of these, I get it by getting out of bed in the morning. Go to Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance. Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have worked on the Olympic teams, and the gymnastic teams, helping them get back into shape. The Pro Football Combine and many others. They are covered by most insurance companies there. If you strain something or you want to strengthen an area in your body because, say, you've got a knee problem, give them a call at 533-5030. That's 533-5030 today. They're located in the Sunset Shopping Center. We'll be right back.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the Cult 45 Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReddingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Dinorama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:36 in the morning, 70 degrees out there. Today is going to be patchy smoke. You know, the AQI today is 74, which only means that it's poor air quality, unlike last week when it was 500, which means if you walked outside, took a deep breath, people would have to carry you in and put oxygen on you. And why do we have this poor air quality? Well, it could be because we have fires everywhere. We have now the Dixie Fire, the largest fire ever in California history. That's not part of a complex. It's just a single fire. Of course, a complex fire is when three or four fires decide to have a party and join together to make a big fire. But the Dixie is an overachiever, obviously, and it's, what, 21% contained, 23% contained?
489,000 acres at 21% contained.
There you go. My daughter sent me a thank you because the smoke from California had reached Albuquerque. Other people were saying what was the one up in Oregon? Remember?
Sorry, that was a bootleg fire.
Bootleg fire had reached Chicago. So, anyway, tonight, mostly clear, a little low around 71. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. It is the place to get your haircut. Only place I've had my haircut in 14 years since I moved here to this town. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work in appointments only, 244-9478. You won't be sorry. I'm here with Shasta College today, and Peter Griggs always sets up great shows. And he's this portion of our show is with Megan Bonin.
Mm-hmm.
Bonin, okay, Megan. And you're, are you head of the, are you an instructor at the dental hygiene?
I am the clinic coordinator for the dental hygiene program.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, her voice sounds like she's 10, but of course she's not.
Quite over.
Quite, barely. She was an overachiever. Okay, how did you get into this? How did you get into being, you know, I mean, dental coordinator, but obviously you've been in the field for a few years.
So this is exciting. This is my 25th year as a dental hygienist. Yes, 25.
Wow.
25 years. I started at Shasta College in 2017 as a part-time faculty, and then recently, spring semester, I took over for our clinic coordinator that retired. And so that's been my position starting last January.
Okay. And tell me what a dental hygienist does.
Dental hygienist, I think sometimes people are maybe underestimating all the things that we do. Some people confuse us with dental assistants that sit chairside with the doctor. But dental hygienists have their own operatory, and really we are set up as the prevention of disease and educators, and really we're in charge of getting people to take care of their mouths, their oral care. And
are you the one that cleans my teeth?
Yes.
Not yes. Me personally. I've had the same woman clean my teeth for years. And unfortunately, she goes, when's the last time you flossed, Carl? I said, when's the last time I was here? And, no, I'm just kidding about that, kind of. So they're kind of like the front line.
Yeah. We are the front line. Yeah, I like that word.
Well, it is, because you see the people, and then you can go, you know, you've got something going on here, and I need dentist to take a look at you and all that. I've been fortunate that I haven't had to get to that second stage, but that's what you do.
Right. You know, as a kid, I loved going to the dentist. I never had a cavity. I always got a pat on the back. It was a great time for me. And so when I went into this profession, I just thought everybody loved to go to the dentist, and realized really quickly that that was not the case. And so it's pretty challenging to be the person that tries to calm that person's anxiety and stress level. And it's a challenge, but it's a fun one.
Okay. And so, and you said you've been doing this 25 years. What does the program at Shasta College for dental hygiene, and how long have you been involved with that?
Since 2017.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not your, you know, first rodeo over there.
No.
And what do you tell people that may be interested in this?
Well, the first step is definitely to call our office manager at Shasta College Dental Hygiene Clinic. You can find that on the internet. Talk to her. She can get you set up with a student that would take care of them. And then from that point on, that patient would have communications with a student to plan and make an appointment of coming to the clinic to be seen.
Okay. And so the students that come there, I mean, when you tell them, this is a field that I've been in 25 years, so obviously it's got legs.
Mm-hmm.
So when they graduate from the school, from your courses, what's the job opportunities on that?
If a student wants to work after they graduate, they'll have a job. So really, students that graduate, the only ones that I've ever heard of that don't take a job right away is if they don't want to. But there is work, and probably the best way for our graduates to find a job, especially in this North State area, is word of mouth. That's really the best way to mm-hmm. find work here.
But if you want a job after you graduate, you can get a job.
You can get a job.
Oh, because they're always looking for them.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that's always good to hear. So when you tell somebody, gee, I'm going into this, but I'm not sure this is a, you know, is it a viable field? And you're saying, absolutely it is.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Megan had mentioned that, you know, there's plenty of jobs out there. One of the things, Megan, maybe you can talk. We have a great network out there with a lot of the dentists and the offices.
Right, we do. We have a great community. North State Dental Society is very supportive of the Shasta College program. Great network of doctors, and they love Shasta College graduates. In fact, I didn't graduate from Shasta College. I'm from Arizona, and I actually graduated before Shasta College program was even in existence, but I know that our North State dentists, they really do prefer Shasta College graduates. They know what they're getting, they know their quality of work, and that's what they're looking for.
Okay. I'm here with Megan Bauman, who is head of the program out there, or one of the
clinic coordinator,
coordinator out there, and that's part of the coordination is getting the students in with our local dentist around here.
Absolutely.
Do we have a pretty viable dental community here in Shasta County?
We do. I love it. I would say my background working in a larger community back in Arizona, you don't have that same dental community that you do in the North State. There's lots of study clubs that are offered for hygienists and dentists, and they're really good about getting everybody together to do continuing education, professional development, and great networking going on.
How long does it take to get through your program?
It really depends on the student. The actual dental hygiene program is 2 years, mm-hmm. and you have most of your summers off. So it's just the school year. And then we have prerequisites that are required. So it really depends on the student and how long it takes for them to do their prerequisites. Some of our students tackle one class at a time, so it takes a little bit longer to get
sure.
through the program that way.
When they start out, what's the average pay?
Average pay for dental hygienists in the North State area, I would say $40 to $50 an hour. If you were to travel...
Is that starting?
That's starting, right.
Okay.
If you have a dental hygiene license, that's your starting pay.
But in other states, might be higher or lower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in the state of California, if you go to the Bay Area, that salary is going to be higher per hour for sure.
Well, that's okay. You still have to live in Redding to work in San Francisco. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. And Winter Hawk Christie, who is the student that is sitting here, we're going to get to him in a second. I'm going to ask him during the break. What an interesting name. And I can't wait for the answer here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is rated in the top 50 hospitals in the United States when it comes to cardiovascular care by the Watson Health Institute. Also one of the highest rated hospitals in the country by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. One of the only hospital in the North State with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. 8:46 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation, I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 73 degrees. It's smoky. Air quality index is 74. So it's poor. Poor air quality. So if you've got lung problems or breathing problems, you may want to stay inside today if you can. 8:51 in the morning here on the 9th of August. Want to remind you about Chicks and Chaps. It's a breast cancer fundraiser. It's going to be September 18th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, Rodeo Clinic. Learn how. Well, you're going to get on what can I say? It's not a real bucking bull, but it's a facsimile, and you can learn how to sit on one of those and stay on, and maybe a roping clinic there, guest speakers. And it's a fundraiser for our community, by our community, to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. They are limited tickets. They're limited only to 100 tickets, and there may not be a lot left. So give them a call. And or look up Chicks and Chaps. It's sponsored by Wrangler. And sign up for this. Linda's got a table there. And there's a number of, and there could be a few seats left right then. And I guarantee you they have nothing but fun. 8:52 in the morning, I'm here with Shasta College with Megan Bonin, who is the coordinator for the dental hygienist program, and getting working with our local dentist around here. And you've already said that you have a great, great relationship, so we can get our students out there. And speaking of students, I have Winter Hawk Christie with me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I wish you were a little more outgoing, Winter Hawk.
More outgoing.
Hey, what got you into this field?
The reason why I got started in the dental hygiene program here at Shasta College was through my own hygienist, actually. Both of them, one of them was a previous professor for a certain amount of years here at the Shasta College program. And then my other hygienist actually was a graduating student from the Shasta College dental hygiene program. And I think they both kind of nudged me in that direction. I think they knew that I wanted to do something in the medical field, not necessarily dental, but I think it just kind of worked out that way. I think I always knew from a young age that I wanted to do something where you're helping patients, you're helping people, and you're caring for them. So I think a lot of what we do at the dental hygiene program here at Shasta College is not only caring for the person and their health, but I think also a big part of it is, you know, smile is a big part of a person. And, you know, I've heard through experience that some people are ashamed of their teeth, you know. And I think
there are people
the great
like
thing
that.
Is that we're helping people with that. You know, we're cleaning their teeth. We're educating them. We're, you know, giving them preventative maintenance of, you know, to keep their good oral health care.
Why is it dental hygienists will ask you a question when your mouth is, like, you know, up higher than it ever has, and then she grabs my head and turns me to the right, and then she asks me a question?
Yeah, we love to talk to ourselves.
The only thing I can do is gurgle. I mean, at that point, I can't even nod my head because she's not letting me at that point. And I'm hearing this sound, you know, while they're in there doing whatever y'all do.
Yeah, I think it's a habit you develop throughout school. You know, you don't get a lot of talking because your patient's full of stuff. So you kind of just talk and you're talking to yourself.
In my opinion. No, she's never had me, you know, I've never gotten to the point where I've just had to just bite down and go, don't do that. Don't ask me the questions. No. You know, I've had the same one for years, and I've gone to the same dentist for years, but he just retired. But I understand the person that took over his practice is really good, so I'm going to give him a chance. But, like, once you get a good dental hygienist, you want to stay with him because you're right. You know, I mean, you're in that mouth. You see him twice a year. If you do it, you know,
if you're doing it right, yeah.
If you do it right, and you see them. And so they can tell you, because they've watched your mouth for several years, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, my hygienist, like I was saying, she has been my hygienist since I was a little kid. So,
yeah.
You know, I've been growing up, and she's just been working, and then she kind of put me in that direction. And I think I went over there a couple months ago just to say thank you. You know, you guys put me in the right direction, and now I'm here with Shasta College, and I'm, you know, paving a great way for my life.
Now, you're Native American.
Yes.
And you plan on staying around here.
Yeah, I would love to. If I could work here at the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, they have great a dental clinic there, and I would love to work there. Not only am I helping the people of you know, our city, but I'm also helping the people of my tribe.
And I understand, you know, it's not just if you're an employee out there for Redding Rancheria that, you know, your health care is taken care of. So
right.
It's not just the Native American community.
It depends. That specific clinic is, I think it's Redding Rancheria employees and tribal members, but we also do have health clinics that are urgent care and whatnot for the general public as well.
Yes. Yeah, that's, and I know they've started, you know, they've got two clinics here, mm-hmm. one, and they just built one up in Weaverville,
right.
And I think there's going to be another one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you, Redding Rancheria. Hey, Megan, y'all do free screening.
Absolutely. So in order to get our students to get their competencies acquired so that they can graduate and become licensed hygienists.
Uh-huh.
We don't make this stuff up. We're told by our licensing agents and our accreditation boards what our students have to accomplish in order to graduate and be licensed. And in order to do that, they actually need to work with people. And so we have a fantastic clinic in downtown. That's the Shasta College downtown campus. And we have a wonderful clinic, 12 chairs, students that are ready and eager to be matched up with patients. And so we offer a free screening event on August 17th in the morning, and they can call the Shasta Dental Hygiene Clinic. I can get that phone number for you.
Yeah, Peter's going to provide that to me so we
awesome.
Can talk about it on, you know, we'll give you some free love here.
Not a problem. I'll get that to you.
Also, and then throughout the semester on Wednesday, they have morning appointments and afternoon appointments that people can come in and get screened just to make sure that they're a good candidate for our students.
Okay. And then you go in there and Winter Hawk practices on you.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Fortunately, they're doing great.
I'm sure they are. It's how interesting. Again, Peter, again, you bring in great guests here. So you can get free screenings for our community here. And, what about dental services like cleaning?
Oh, so once you have your screening appointment, after you have your screening appointment, you'll be matched up with a student, and then those dental services, cleanings, x-rays, fluoride, prophys, sealants, those are all done at a very, very low cost.
Okay. So people can get their dental care here through Shasta College.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Megan, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
And Winterhawk, I hope you do get to stay here in the area.
Oh, yes, I would love to. I would love to work
here. Yeah, you know, some people are in here saying that it's great that you want to stay local. And Peter, as usual.
Carl, thanks for having us. This has been another great session. I'm looking forward to next month.
I'm just every month you bring in a different different slice. You've got so many of them.
We have so many.
You know, and right now with all these fires going on, you know, you're looking at heavy equipment operators, which are just, you know, ones driving the bulldozers out there, and you got the fire academy going on out there where you're teaching people to fight fires.
So many of our students are out in our community right now, helping to protect us and keep us safe. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to have with us, Turtle Bay's going to start us off in the morning, but then we're going to have, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I want to talk to them about, COVID's raising its ugly head again. So, thoughts from them about that. Everybody have a great day. Remember, the air quality index isn't that cool out there, and it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.